Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, talking feeder cattle supplies and more in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacet IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacetigr.com.
Ranchers, opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension.
Gradually, we're starting to see tighter supplies of cattle in this country. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that's a trend that's been around for a while.
These markets have been trending higher really for many months, and that general trend is still in place. The fundamentals of cattle numbers from a supply standpoint and the expectations for beef production certainly in the second half of the year are for tightening supplies. So, we may not see these seasonal patterns for the second half of the year play out sort of normally compared to the first half of the year, as that uptrend is liable to still be in place and continue to support these markets.
Of course, the thing that could change everything, dry conditions, droughty conditions, a real impact already here in 2022, and really not much relief in sight anytime soon.
You know, the time is not on our side here. It's springtime. We need to be getting greened up. We've got widespread drought conditions across much of the West. You know, with every passing day, we lose opportunity for that initial spring forage growth and hay production to begin in a matter of a few weeks, probably not so much in the month of April. But as we move into May, June, if conditions do not change, I think we will see considerable pressure for some producers, many producers perhaps, in various regions to be faced with the prospect of having to make some additional culling decisions and reducing their stocking rates in the face of a lack of forage production.
As far as profitability and price outlook is concerned, Daryl, what are the ramifications of these drought decisions we have to make?
You know, there's sort of two impacts from a drought. One is in the short run, you actually increase supplies of cattle in the market in general because of the liquidation, so more cattle coming to town. You know, that we're talking about cows, and that's probably where the biggest impact would lie. But we could also see it's the time of year moving forward here when fall calving cows, for example, would normally be weaning. Some of those guys may be looking at early weaning. Go ahead and get those calves off. And depending on what their forage situation is, they may market those calves early. So I say all that to say that we'll probably see more cows coming to town if the drought persists. We will change the timing of feeder cattle supplies a little bit. But really, spring calving cows, we've got baby calves on the ground. We're going to try to hold on to those at least until June or July. We could do some early weaning that early, and so, you know, and then move those calves into a backgrounding program or whatever to take them on up to more normal weaning weights. All of that could have some changes in timing. It doesn't change the overall numbers of cattle, except maybe in the very short run. The longer-term implication is probably after 2022, you know, additional drought liquidation this year would set up even tighter supplies in 2023 and beyond for some period of time. And so we could actually exaggerate, if you will, this cyclical low in inventories a bit. That would be somewhat similar to what we did in 2011 and 2012. And it does raise that kind of a comparison when you start thinking about drought forcing us lower than we ever intended to be.
One more thing, Daryl. I know you've written about the value of stocker gain, and there's some difference between the cash and the futures. Explain that to us.
You know, that's a funny situation. I watch those current market conditions and calculate value gain across the various weights of cattle and so on. And that's at any point in time, that's usually a pretty good indicator of sort of what we're looking at. And if you look at that now compared to, say, last fall, that value gain appears to have eroded quite a bit. However, I think what's different this year that's a little unusual is that we've got so much of that optimism and that uptrend that we talked about earlier built into the market you know, there's a $20 to $25 premium on fall feeder cattle futures compared to now. Mm-hmm. And so if you use those prices, then that value of gain still looks pretty good. And so, this is kind of an unusual situation where the current cash markets are set up very different than what the futures market is. And obviously the question is, how will that play out? Will we realize what that futures market is or anything close to that? If we do, then that value gain is going to be okay for some of these summer cattle.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranch is proud to present their Grass Time Sale coming up on Friday, April 29th, 600 head to sell on SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv and, of course, in person at the ranch in Yukon. 139 Angus Bulls, 12 Hereford Bulls, and a lot more will be offered. You can get the catalog at ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 29th, 12 noon, Yukon, Oklahoma. Check it out, ExpressRanches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.